AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden issues a series of executive orders mandating tens of millions of people in this country to be vaccinated, including federal workers and contractors and people who work in healthcare facilities that accept Medicaid and Medicare. Workers in companies with 100 or more employees should be vaccinated or tested once a week. The president says all of his actions come as some 80 million people have refused, for whatever reason, to be vaccinated against the coronavirus.
You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us. So please do the right thing.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration will soon be out with the requirement for large companies to mandate vaccinations or weekly testing for employees. An administration official says each violation would carry a $14,000 fine. The White House did not immediately say when it would take effect, but said workers will have sufficient time to get vaccinated. More U.S. citizens are among the some 200 Westerners on board a commercial flight out of Kabul, Afghanistan. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says it was a mistake to leave Afghanistan after 20 years in the country trying to stop it from becoming a haven for terrorists.
After 20 years, I think it's important to ask the question, how'd it work out? I think it was a success.
Another 200 people are due to leave Afghanistan by air tomorrow. Houston police say a man suspected of killing a family of four and setting their house on fire shot and killed himself as officers tried to arrest him. In Pensacola, Florida, a Navy petty officer is accused of locking her husband in their garage and fatally shooting him as he spoke to a 911 dispatcher. A man accused of killing four people in Missouri, including a mother and her 11-year-old daughter, has been found dead in South Dakota. This is AP News. UPS wants to hire a lot of people for the holidays.
The package delivery company says it plans to hire more than 100,000 people for the upcoming holiday season, many of whom will get job offers within 30 minutes of applying. UPS needs to snap up workers as fast as possible because of the tight job market. Competition for hourly workers is fierce, and many companies are offering higher pay, sign-on bonuses, and even lower requirements, such as hiring those without a high school diploma. The speedy hiring applies to its most common jobs for seasonal workers, like package handlers and driver helpers who take a package from a truck and deliver it to the doorstep, but don't drive the vehicle. I'm Shelley Adler.
Hurricane Olaf is heading toward a strike on the Los Cabos resort region at the tip of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. The ports of Cabo San Lucas and San Jose del Cabo closed to vessel traffic as tourism operators move their boats to Cabo San Lucas for safer moorings. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.